Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott White with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Josh Coleman. Welcome, Josh.
Hi there.
Josh, your company envisions printing and laser. Mm-hmm. You guys do a little bit of everything. So can you tell us a little bit about kind of what products, what you do as a business, and what got you started in this?
Yeah, sure. So we're based here in Warsaw. We started off with 3D printing about a year and a half ago and got into the side-by-side off-roading market and developed some of our own parts for some of the Polaris machines, and ended up branching out and partnering with a company in Nebraska where we expanded, and we now produce parts for them as well as custom orders for 3D printed items, whether it's something you see online that you'd like to have one of, or if you're another company and you want us to help manufacture parts for you, we can do any or all of it.
So I think that's a really cool success story that you told me that you personally had a Polaris, a Polaris, and the part was just not working like it should.
Yep.
And so you designed it to fix your own problem.
Right. Yep.
And found out, hey, there's a market for these.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That's awesome. So you do 3D printing.
Yep.
And you said you can, how large of a format can you print it to?
We can go up to 14 by 14 by 14 inches.
Okay. So someone has a vision, you can help them design it, you can help them print it.
Yep, whether it's a small little washer or a cosplay Star Wars helmet or anything in between.
Oh, there you go. That's a whole new market for you. Well, yeah, you said you did the sprinkles on the wall on social.
Yep, that's so cool. We did.
Now, the other part of your business is laser and printing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you offer in those rooms. In that area.
Yep. So we've got three different laser etching machines. So we can mark on all metals, glass, wood, most plastics, leather.
Oh my goodness.
Cork.
Huh. Wow.
Rocks out of your yard if you want. Really anything.
Really? So I can bring you a rock.
You could.
And you put our family name on it or our address.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, that'd be kind of heavy, but that's kind of cool. And if someone wants to print on something, or they wanted to print a material, because you also sell promotional items, right?
I'm looking at a
catalog here with thousands and thousands of charcuterie boards, mugs. I saw a backgammon board in there.
Yep.
I see keychains. I see flasks, cigar boxes.
How many products do you have access to? Tens of thousands. So, and most of them we can have within 48 hours.
Right, and those are all printed right here in Warsaw, Indiana.
Yep, we buy all of the items blank, and we laser everything in-house.
See, I love that you do that in-house.
Yep.
So you're not just ordering from across the big pond somewhere. So if people wanted to see some of your work or get a hold of you, talk to you, get a quote. Oh, that's another thing, too. Minimum orders. I know a lot of times, I'd love to have some of these, but gosh, I've got to order 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have minimum orders?
So our minimum order starts at one, which keeps it pretty simple. You can do anything from 1 to 5,000 of whatever you want. Mix and match colors, sizes.
Well, great. And Josh, I know a lot of times with like ordering things online and things, there's a huge lead time. I know you can't guarantee like next same day things, but in general, what kind of lead times do you have on your items?
So typically we tell people 3 to 5 business days. Usually we are under that. If it's something that we have in our inventory, which we keep about all the colors of the drinkware that we offer in the 15 different sizes, we have most of those colors and sizes on our shelf. If we have one of those, we can, if need be, even get it done the same day. Or if we don't have one, we can usually get it the next day or within 48 hours. And if you need it rushed through, then we're happy to help get it to you as soon as you need it.
Oh, that's great. Now, Josh, in addition to the tens of thousands of products you have available, say I have a memento that I would love to get engraved. Do you allow people to bring you things to engrave, or do they have to purchase the item from you?
No, absolutely. We will engrave on anything we can fit in the machine. So if it's a cup you already have that you want personalized, or a wooden game board or an urn or you name it. You can bring your own and we'll just charge you the engraving fee instead of the product fee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be really nice to get an urn engraved.
There you go. I don't think you're quite ready for that. But
right. Well, how do people get a hold of you, Josh? Do you have a website? Do you have Facebook?
Yep. So we've got Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all the social media. All of our social media, website, phone number, email address is all at our website, which is www.e3dusa.com.
Okay. And even the name of your business is spelled unique.
Yes.
So how do you spell envisioned?
So we spell envisioned ENVISION3D, printing and laser.
That's so cool.
Yep, because we started out with 3D printing. And so as a play on words for the E in envisioned, we substituted it with a 3 to make it unique from other businesses that may have similar names.
Right, right. Now, does spell check, you have a problem with spell check?
We might, I don't know. But that's why we made our website so simple, so that it didn't matter how you spelled envisioned, you could still get there.
There you go. That's awesome. Thanks for joining us today, Josh, and thanks for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and I think hopefully soon one of our ambassadors. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi, this is Scott White with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. And I wish you guys could smell where I'm at right now, because I'm at Ledgeview Brewing Company and we're sitting outside between the smokers and there's ribs and chicken. I'm with Abby McLaren. Welcome, Abby.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Man, I could pull up a chair here and sit here all day.
Yeah, it smells pretty good back here.
I'm always amazed at the new things you have and just the expanse and expansion that you have and all the freezers and fermenters and everything that's going on here at Ledgeview. But I don't want to take it for granted people know your story, because your story is awesome. Tell us about how Craig and Abby McLaren got to Warsaw, Indiana, at the Ledgeview Brewing Company.
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Goshen. So born, lived there my whole life until I went to college at IU. And when I finished IU, I thought, I want to take this degree and combine it with a culinary degree. So I ended up in New England at Johnson & Wales in Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Went to school there for 2 years, did my internship. I met Craig during my internship.
Oh, okay.
So after we had worked together for a while in the kitchens, we dated, we got engaged, got married, moved around for both of our careers, and then we ended up back in Boston. And we were in Boston for 10 years working for different hotels. I worked at the Mandarin Oriental with Chef Daniel Ballou at his Bar Ballou restaurant.
Wow.
I was one of his lead dining servers. And Craig was with two places. He was the executive chef. The first one was the Renaissance Foxborough, where the New England Patriots play. So as a Rhode Island boy, he was in seventh heaven.
Well, I guess.
And then from there, he was offered a position at the New England Aquarium in Boston at the waterfront.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. While he was there, he looked at me one day. He's like, listen, I want to be my own boss. I just want to do my own thing. And he'd been homebrewing for a while at this point. He'd even won some homebrew awards. So he said, I want to start my own restaurant. I want it to be a barbecue restaurant, and I want it to be a brewery as well. And I said, well, honey, that's not going to happen out here. It's way too expensive. I said, we'd have to go back home to Indiana to do it. He's like, well, then let's do it.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah. So we started looking. We didn't really find anything. But then a friend of ours in Goshen, who I had grown up with, said, oh, my gosh, what you've described is for sale in Warsaw. You should check it out. And that's how we found our current location on Warren Street.
Great. Now, tell people where you're located, because it's a little off the beaten track.
It's 975 Warren Street in Warsaw. So if you're downtown, take Lake Street north and west of town, like get on Old 30, go around the Fox Farm Circle, and we're the first road on your left. We're back behind the Old Penguin Point and the Lake City Bank, Dollar General area.
Yep. And if you're smoking at that time, just follow your nose.
Absolutely. Sometimes you can see the puffs coming out from behind the building.
Well, Craig was in Boston. Mm-hmm. Now, he won an award like the second best clam chowder in Boston?
Yeah, so they did a chowder festival one season, and he was invited along with others in the city to come and make a clam chowder, a New England clam chowder, and he came in second. I will have you know that the people who put on the competition, their guy got first place. We like to think that Craig actually got first place with his chowder.
Sure.
We put that on the menu here because a lot of people were asking about it, and it's been a hit ever since. And sometimes it comes off the menu because we are missing an ingredient, we can't make it, and then we have people basically busting down the doors, where's the clam chowder? Well, we'll make it as soon as we can, and then we do, and then everybody's happy again.
Well, tell us a little bit about like what's on the menu here at Ledgeview and what to expect if they come into Ledgeview.
So when you come into Ledgeview, we're counter service. You'd walk up to the cashier. You would put in your order. We're mostly a barbecue restaurant, so pulled pork, pulled chicken. We have brisket, ribs. We have sliced turkey, which is very popular. So you'd order that with your sides at the window. And then if you want beer, you'd go over to the bar and get one of our brews over there. And then you sit down and we bring the food to you. And then if you want more beer, you just come on up. You want more food, you come on up. It's a lot of fun.
Right. Now, when you say beer, you're not just going to pop open a Coors Light or something.
Oh, no. We have a small brewer's license, so we can only serve the beer that we brew. So every beer we have on tap or in cans or bottles, if we have them, we've made that beer. So whether it's our Lake City Lager, which is our easy drinking lager beer, that'd be more like a domestic lager mm-hmm. that you're used to. We also do our Squirrel Stew Brown Ale. We have the Dark Ledge Stout. We also have, oh my gosh, the Triple T Irish Red, the Nitwit Orange Hefeweizen. I mean, we have a little bit of everything for everybody.
Now, you have some new additions in your back room, I see. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is really exciting. This summer, we acquired 3 new 10-barrel steel jacketed fermenters to help us grow our brewery. So as soon as those are up and running, we'll basically triple production.
Yeah, those things are huge.
Yeah, they're gigantic. They didn't look that big on the truck when they rolled up. And then we got them in the building. We stood them up. We're like, oh, holy cow.
Now you have a give back program as well.
Yes, we do that. We like to give back to the community that's been so welcoming to us. So once a month, we open our doors to an organization in town, and 20% of all food, gift card, and merchandise sales goes towards that particular nonprofit.
Wow, 20%, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we've done Beeman Home, we've done Cardinal Services, we've done the Warsaw Aquatic Club. This month, it's currently September, we're going to be doing the gun boarding program from the Warsaw Area Career Center, where these kids at the high school, it's not just industrial arts, they bring in the materials, they manipulate the materials into longboards, skateboards, surfboards.
Oh, wow.
They market them, they sell them. It's a really awesome. Cool program that brings in all the different elements of making and selling a board.
So when are you open? What are your hours? You have a Facebook site. Just tell us all your connection points.
Oh, yeah. You can find us on Facebook, Ledgeview Brewing. You can find us on Instagram, same thing. You can find us online at www.ledgeviewbrewing.com. Mm-hmm. Our hours, we're always closed Mondays and Tuesdays, but we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then on Sundays, we're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, great. And I noticed you have a really nice outdoor area here with cornhole.
Oh, yeah. The kids love it. When Craig and I originally looked at the property, we thought, oh, my gosh, wouldn't this be great? You know, parents can sit on the patio, enjoy barbecue, beer, whatever they're here to enjoy. And then Junior and Sissy to say, hey, can we go run out in the field? Absolutely. And they go out. Parents can sit and enjoy their food and drink, and just so these kids aren't going to go anywhere dangerous, or
right.
They're going to be safe. There's a tree they like to climb. There's a rock out there they like to get on top
fun.
And be king and queen of the world.
Well,
so
fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, not only do you have this awesome food here at your location here, but you have a food trailer as well.
Oh my gosh, yes. We also have the Ledgeview Roadster. You'll see it out every now and again. We've done a few events with the chamber.
Yeah.
But we also have people that hire us out for private events. We have I wouldn't call it the exact same menu, but we do the pulled pork, the pulled chicken on the truck. We do a chopped brisket on the truck. Our ribs, we recently put the ribs on the truck, and people are enjoying those immensely. And we do a version of nachos on the truck. We put all our pulled pork on there, along with our house-made queso, you know, pickled jalapenos that we pickle,
yum.
Sour cream, green onion, tomato. It's a good way to get a taste of what we're about if you haven't been able to come to the shop yet.
Right. I know you participated in Taste of Kosciuszko. You had some great chili and some great pretzels.
Oh, yeah. So we added those to the menu last year for Oktoberfest, actually, which we're getting ready to put out as well. It's a jumbo pretzel, and then we season it with our own pretzel seasoning, and we serve that with a pimento cheese that we make in-house and a beer mustard that we make in-house.
Oh,
and this thing's bigger than your head, Scott. But yeah, so and then this fall season, it'll pair really nicely with the new Oktoberfest beer that is actually currently in the fermenter, coming off and getting ready to be carved, and should be on tap at the end of this week.
If you're out there listening, you need to try Ledgeview Brewing Company. They are awesome.
Oh, thanks, Scott. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for being with us today.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.